Value of her work. After full 70 years of active labor in many lands, in writing and preaching, Mrs. White quietly fell asleep in Jesus at her home near St. Helena, California, July 16, 1915. She was buried beside her husband in Oak Hill Cemetery, Battle Creek, Michigan, July 24. In the funeral sermon, Elder A.G. Daniels, president of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, said regarding her life work, "Perhaps we are not wise enough to say definitely just what part of Mrs. White's life work has been of the greatest value to the world, but it would seem that the large volume of deeply religious literature she has left would prove to be of the greatest service to mankind. Her books number upwards of 20 volumes. Some of these have been translated into many languages in different parts of the world. They have now reached a circulation of more than 2 million copies, and are still going to the public by thousands. As we survey the whole field of gospel truth, of man's relation to his Lord and to his fellow men, it must be seen that Mrs. White's life work has given these great fundamentals positive, constructive support. She has touched humanity at every vital point of need, and lifted it to a higher level. Now she is at rest. Her voice is silent, her pen is laid aside. But the mighty influence of that active, forceful, Spirit-filled life will continue. That life was linked with the eternal, it was wrought in God. The message proclaimed and the work done have left a monument that will never crumble nor perish. The many volumes she has left, dealing with every phase of human life, urging every reform necessary to the betterment of society, as represented by the family, city, state, and nation, will continue to mold public sentiment and individual character. Their messages will be cherished more than they have been in the past. The cause to which her life was devoted, and which that life molded and advanced to such a degree, will press forward with increasing force and rapidity as the years go by. We who are connected with it need entertain no fear except the fear of our own failure to do our part as faithfully as we should."